Sisters.
我们今天要把约翰福音第五章做一个总结。
And today we're going to continue our study of Book of John, chapter 5.
耶稣在圣殿医好了38年的瘫痪。
And Jesus healed a person who has been invalid for about 38 years.
这件事情引起了犹太人、法利赛人极大的触动。
And then it caused a stir among the Pharisees.
因为他医治的时间刚好就是安息日。
Because the time when he healed the paralytic is during Sabbath.
这违反了他们的规定。
It's actually breaking the Sabbath law.
所以他们来质问耶稣。
So that's why they asked Jesus.
他们眼睛看不到这个被医好人神在他身上所做的事情。
And they cannot see the work of God on this person who has been healed.
所以他们来质问他说，你怎么可以在安息日医治这个人？
So that they accused Jesus and asked him why he do such a work during Sabbath.
耶稣回答他们说，我父做事直到如今，我也做事。
But Jesus answered them, my father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working.
所以不但他犯了安息日，现在他回答的话呢，使他们更激怒他们，他们想要杀他。
So it's not only Jesus break the Sabbath, he also infuriate those Pharisees.
因为他把他自己和父当作 同等。
Because he put himself equal to the Father.
所以这两件事情把耶稣激发了他要把自己启示出来，来告诉他们我是谁。
So during those two things, Jesus is going to reveal who he really is.
第一件事情，他要告诉他们说，我来到这个世上，因为我做这件事情，你们以为很稀奇，我医好了一个38年的瘫痪人。
So he said, you think it's surprising that I can heal somebody that's been invalid for 38 years.
所以他接着这样来告诉他们说，其实我来到这个世上，我要做的不是这件事情，这件事情是很小的事情，我要来做的事情，我要来告诉你们。
So he said, according to these things, it's actually really small. What I'm going to do is greater than this.
我来到这个世上，我要做两件事情。
And there are two things I'm going to do.
第一件事情，我是来做的事情，就是使死人复活。
The first thing is to raise the dead.
也就是让你们能够得到上帝的生命。
Is to bring salvation.
第二件事情，我是来做审判的工作。
And the second thing is to bring judgment.
所以他告诉了他们我要做的这两件事情之后呢，他来告诉他们说，我凭什么来做这两件事情？
So after he said those two things he's going to do, and then he'll show them the reason why he can do such things.
因为他们来审问他，好像在法院一样。
Because they're kind of accusing him, like in the court.
所以他必须叫他的见证人上来为他作证。
So he bring his testimony.
第一个见证人就是施洗约翰。
The first one is John the Baptist.
第二位见证人就是天父上帝。
And the second one is God the Father.
第三位见证人就是这本圣经。
And the third one is this Bible.
所以这样，这三个见证呢，来见证他就是父所差来，所以他所做的事情是合理的。
So these three testimonies testify who Jesus is.
当耶稣把这样的见证启示出来以后呢，最后耶稣要来告诉他们，我来做的要使人得生命这件事情，你们怎么能够得着生命？
And then after such things, and Jesus will show them how we can obtain life through him.
所以他在这里开始约翰福音五章第39节，他说，你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。
So in John chapter 5:39, you diligently study the scriptures because you thinkthat by them you possess eternal life. These are the scriptures that testify about me.
所以你们很愿意花时间去读圣经，这是很好的。
So what it means, you spend time to read the scriptures, which is perfect.
因为你们真的相信这本圣经里面可以找到永生。
Because you really believe this Bible will bring eternal life.
耶稣在这里不但肯定而且确认说，这本圣经其实就是为我做见证的。
So Jesus here said this Bible is a testimony about me.
所以耶稣是肯定他们这件事情。
So it is good to read the Bible.
但是接下来耶稣说了一句话，说然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
But later on Jesus said, yet you refuse to come to me to have life.
所以这句话要弟兄姐妹我们要思想。
So let us think about this sentence.
这些人愿意查考圣经非常好的。
So it is good for you to study the scriptures.
但是单单只有查考圣经还不够的。
But it's not enough.
还有一件事情就是你们必须到我这里来。
And then there's one more thing that you have to come to Jesus.
这样的话你们就可以得生命。
And then to have life.
所以我们来思想，如果你不读圣经的话，你不可能到耶稣这里来的。
So let's think that way. If you don't read the Bible, you can't come to Jesus.
因为圣经是带领我们能够到耶稣来的这条路。
Because the Bible is the way to teach us how to go to Jesus.
所以我们今天的信息的题目是主生命的道路。
So our today's message is the Lord's life route.
这条路是主耶稣自己开出来的。
And this road is opened by Jesus himself.
如果要到耶稣这里来的话，你只能走这条路。
So if you want to go to Jesus, that's the only way to go.
他告诉我们说这条路怎么走。
And then he will show us how.
他开始来告诉他们说，你们这些犹太人，这些法利赛人，你们为什么走不到我这里来，原因在哪里，我要告诉你们。
So he'll tell those Jews and the Pharisees, you can't come to me, that's the reason why.
所以接下来他来告诉他说，为什么你们没有办法到我这里来。
So next he showed them why they cannot come to him.
他说，我不受从人来的荣耀。
He said, I do not accept praise from man.
但我知道你们心里没有神的爱。
But I know you. I know that you do not have the love of God in your heart.
为什么你们读圣经却没有办法到我这里来得生命呢？
So why, after we study the scriptures, we still can't go to Jesus to have life?
你们没有办法到我这里来，是因为你们的心里没有神的爱。
You can't come to me because you don't have the love of God in your hearts.
所以耶稣在这里确认，我医好了一个三十八年的瘫痪的人。从你们的心里面没有办法出现神的爱流露出来。
So here Jesus showed them, even after I healed a person that's been invalid for 38 years, I still cannot see the love in your heart.
这个人38年没有办法自由行动，受到限制。
So this person has been limited from moving around for 38 years.
38年他被人隔开。
And then he's been separated from other people.
现在上帝医治了他，上帝的爱已经流到他的身上，但是你们却感觉不到。
And now God heals him, and then the love of God heals him, but you cannot feel it.
你们所关心的就是那些条文，那些规定。
But all you care is about the rules and regulations of Sabbath.
所以你感觉不到神在做事，所以因为你的心里面没有神的爱。
You can't see what God is doing because you don't have the love of God in your heart.
你认为最重要的是宗教，这些事情才是重要的。
So what you think important is religious.
所以你们没有办法到我这里来得生命，因为你没有神的爱。
So you cannot come to me to have life because there's no love in your heart.
接下来耶稣说，你们为什么没有办法到我这里来？
And then Jesus continued.
我奉我父的名来，你们并不接待我。若有别人奉自己的名来，你们倒要接待他。
I have come in my Father's name and you do not accept me.But if someone else comes in his own name, you will accept him.
也就是那些 别的人来的时候，他们是为着自己的名，要把自己提升起来，让人觉得非常的赞赏。结果呢，你们却接待他。
So what it means when somebody else comes in their own name, trying to exalt themselves, you will accept them.
因为他们奉自己的名来，希望讨别人的喜悦，所以别人会遵从他的名。
And then they come in their own names and do things that please other people and hoping you will accept them.
如果要这样的方法的话，他讲话的时候呢，这些人一定是要讨好对方，讨好听的人。
So in that case, all the people come in their own name will say something that you like to hear.
所以听众如果喜欢的话呢，他的名就被举起来了。
So if the audience like what he said, his name will be lifted up.
这样的人呢，大多的人都会接待这样的人的。
And most people are expecting such a person.
但是耶稣他来传的呢，他是奉他父的名来传的。
But what Jesus come to preach is in his Father's name.
人不喜欢听的。
And people don't want to hear.
其实我们要知道， 真的人是不喜欢听上帝的话。
And let us think about, we really actually don't want to hear what God says.
讲世界上的事情，大家都很喜欢听的。
And we like to hear the things from the worldly view.
但是讲圣经，神自己亲口讲的话呢，不要，那个实在是太无聊了。
But when we read the Bible and learn the word from God, we think it's really boring.
这是真实的。
It is true.
包括基督徒在内。
Including our Christians.
他喜欢听外面风花雪月的事情。
All the interesting in the world.
但是神，耶稣亲口在讲的，他一个字一个字都从他口中出来的话，不喜欢听。
But what Jesus actually said from his own mouth, we don't want to hear.
我奉我父的名来，所以他只能讲父要讲的话。
So he said, I come in my Father's name, so he says what Father tell him to say.
天父要讲的话，人不喜欢听，是真实的。
It is true that we don't want to hear what the Father wants to tell us.
所以我讲父要讲的话的话，你们并不接待我的。
So when I say something from the Father, you don't want to accept me.
因为父要讲的话不是要讨好你的。
Because what Father says does not bring your happiness.
父要讲的话是让父自己喜欢的话。父天父要讲的话呢，只让自己天父自己喜欢的。
What Father said is something that only pleases himself.
因为这是从他心里面讲出来的话。
Because it's come out of his own heart.
但是不一定会讨你的喜欢的。
But it might not, you might not like to hear it.
所以主耶稣说，我奉我的父来讲的话呢，你们并不接待我。
So he said, I come in my Father's name and you do not accept me.
所以天父在讲话的时候呢，不但人不接待耶稣呢，还拒绝他，抗拒他。
We're not only not accepting him, but also refusing him.
所以保罗才会讲到说，你们喜欢听的那些，事实上是属世界的。
So that's why Paul said, whatever you like to hear is belong to this world.
主耶稣他说，如果你不喜欢听我奉父的名来讲的，你就没有办法到我这里来。
So that's why Jesus said, if you don't like to hear what I'm saying, which is come from the Father, you cannot come to me for life.
接下来耶稣讲到第三个理由，你们互相受荣耀，却不求从独一之神来的荣耀，怎能信我呢？
And then Jesus said, how can you believe if you accept praise from one another, yet make no effort to obtain the praise that comes from the only God?
我们记得刚刚开始的耶稣就讲说，我不受从人来的荣耀。
So we remember that Jesus said, I do not accept praise from men.
因为他不稀罕。
Because it's nothing from men.
如果我们人认为我们靠我们自己能够荣耀神的话，神不需要这个东西的。
So if we think we can glorify God, it's not true.
如果我们想要用人的方法来荣耀上帝的话呢，上帝不会喜悦的。
We cannot use our own way to please God.
不但这样，他说你们互相受荣耀。
It's not only such. He said, you accept praises from each other.
你捧我，那我也捧你，互相的把对方都互相这样提高起来。
So you praise me, I'll praise you. Let's exalt each other.
这是耶稣说的，因为你们喜欢世上的荣耀。
That's because Jesus said, because you love the glory belongs to this world.
但是如果你不求从独一之神来的荣耀的话，你没有办法到他这里来的。
But if you're not looking forward to the glory that comes from God, you cannot come to Jesus.
我问你们，我喜欢不喜欢你们来拍我捧我？
Let me ask you a question. Do I want to hear praises from you?
喜欢不喜欢？
Do I like it?
哇，那你认识我啊。你想我喜欢不喜欢你拍我马屁？喜欢，不要拍错地方哦。这是因为人。
Because it's from our human desire.
但是上帝说，我不喜欢这个东西。
But it does not please God.
所以如果我们不求从独一之神来的荣耀的话，我们没有办法到父这里来。
So if we're not trying to look forward to receive the glory from God, we cannot come to Jesus.
那独一神的荣耀是从哪里来的呢？
So how can we obtain such?
独一神的荣耀从哪里来？
How can we have the glory from the only God?
会不会从我们当中可以制造出来？
Can we produce them?
可以吗？
Can we produce?
只有从一个源头，就哪里？就神，神自己来的。
It's only one source, it's from the only God.
所以等于是 主耶稣告诉这些犹太人跟法利赛人说，你们常常愿意查考圣经，但是你们没有到我这里来，所以你们得不着生命。
So that's why Jesus told the Jews and the Pharisees, however you diligently study the scripture, but since you do not come to me for life, you cannot receive the glory from the only God.
你们没有办法到我这里来，因为第一件事情，你们没有神的爱。
You cannot come to me because you do not have the love of God in your heart.
你们不会因为父的名来接待我。
And because you do not accept me in my Father's name.
而且你们从来不求从独一之神来的荣耀。
And you never make any effort to obtain the praise from God.
所以我医好了一个三十八年的人，你们却是对我愤怒。我一说我父做事直到如今，我也做事，你们就要杀我。
So that he said, you're angry at me because I healed a paralytic. During Sabbath, and when I say my father is always at his work to this day, and I too am working, and you're trying to kill me.
所以你们得不着生命。
So that's why you cannot have life.
因为你们根本没有到我这里来。
Because you have not come to me.
接下来耶稣来告诉他们一件让他们非常的惊讶的一件事情。
And then Jesus will tell them one thing that may surprise them.
耶稣对他们说，不要想我在父的面前要告你们，有一位要告你们的，就是你们所仰赖的摩西。
Jesus said, but do not think I will accuse you before the Father. Your accuser is Moses, on whom your hopes are set.
这句话犹太人不可能相信的。
So the Jews can't understand this word.
这犹太人一定会这样讲，我们一生啊奉行摩西的律法。
So they think their whole life they're trying to obey the laws of Moses.
我们过着非常严谨的生活。
And we live a very diligent life.
在众人面前大家都知道我们是宗教人士。
And then in front of people they all know we're very religious.
我们是很虔诚的门徒。
And we're really religious people.
我们甚至还是在人面前非常有尊严的教师。
And we have our high position as a teacher.
怎么可能最后是自己被自己这一套宗教所捆绑所控告呢？怎么可能？
How can we be accused by our own beliefs?
所以耶稣说完这句话，他们的思想里面是认为你说错话了，绝对不可能的事情。
So when Jesus said such things, they could not understand.
弟兄姐妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们是基督徒，
We are Christians.
这句话有没有可能适用在我们的身上？
And this sentence can apply to us too.
我们觉得我们奉行圣经所教导的。
Sometimes we think we do what Bible teaches to do.
我们可以过很严谨的生活。
And we live a diligent life.
很虔诚的。
And very religious.
如果耶稣对我们说，你不要想我在父面前要告你们，有一位要告你们的，就是这本圣经。
But think of what if Jesus tell you.Don't think I will accuse you. Your accuser is this Bible.
那也就是说，这些犹太人花那么多的时间在那里读圣经，却没有办法看到圣经所要上帝所要告诉他们的。
Just think about all the Jews and the Pharisees. They spend so much time studying the Scripture, but cannot see what the Scripture is trying to tell them.
弟兄姐妹，我们基督徒可以犯一个错，会比法利赛人更严重的错，你知道吗？
And we can make a bigger mistake than those Pharisees as Christians.
我们会觉得我们非常对。
And we can think everything we did is right.
因为今天看了新约以后呢，我们认为我们还可以批判这些犹太人跟法利赛人。
Well, sometimes after we read the New Testament, we could think, oh, we can actually accuse those people that in Old Testament.
在耶稣的时代。犹太人或法利赛人已经可以讲，在宗教来讲，他是爬到最高的。
So during the time of Jesus, those Pharisees are actually on the top level of those religious leader.
这些犹太人跟法利赛人呢，可以指责所有的宗教、所有的人士。
And they can have the right to accuse everybody around.
今天我们新约，我们还可以指责谁？我们还可以指责犹太人，我们还可以指责法利赛人。
And then today is our New Testament. We can accuse the Pharisees. We can accuse all the old Jews.
我们可以讲，我们爬得比犹太人、法利赛人还要更高。
And we can say we actually climb higher than those Pharisees.
基本上，我们认为我们真理是绝对对的。
And then we think what we believe is 100% correct.
我们对圣经还有不只有旧约，我们还有新约。
And then we don't even have the Old Testament. We also have the New Testament.
所以我们一定会认为说，我不可能有错的。
So obviously we'll think we won't make any mistakes.
同样的心理，在耶稣时代的法利赛人跟我们今天的心理没有什么两样的。
Well, think about such thinkings. There's no difference between those Pharisees and us nowadays.
如果耶稣面对面的对你说，你以为你信的东西是对的吗？要控告你的就是你手上拿的那本圣经。
So think about what Jesus talked to you face to face. You think you're right, but your accuser is this Bible you're reading.
我们千万不要误会，这些法利赛人是对圣经随随便便的。
Don't misunderstand that Pharisees take lightly of their Old Testament.
他们多付上多大的代价在那里研究读圣经、背圣经。
They spend a lot of time study and remember the scriptures.
这么样虔诚可能会错吗？
And so religious, can they make mistakes?
耶稣说，如果你们信摩西也必信我，因为他书上有指着我写的话。
So Jesus said, if you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me.
你们若不信他的书，怎能信我的话呢？
But since you do not believe what he wrote, how are you going to believe what I say?
也就是说，这些犹太人看了圣经已经看了千遍了，但是却看不见。
But just think, that means those Jews and Pharisees have been reading the scriptures 1,000 times, but they cannot understand.
因为他们读完了以后，他们就是留在那个字句上面，那些条文上面，那些规定上面。
Because after they read the scriptures, all they focus on is the rules and regulations.
走了这条方向的时候呢，会越走越得意的。
So when you walk in this direction, you forget about yourself.
他们就会处处表现高人一等。
And they will exalt themselves in this way.
这些所学到的东西呢，他们能够很清楚地看到别人的错。
So by all the rules and regulations, he can accuse other people who are breaking them.
连耶稣所做的事情，他们也可以找到错的地方。
And even what Jesus has done is wrong.
他们有一个很犀利的律法，很锋利的律法呢，马上可以定罪耶稣。
So they have a rule and regulations that can actually, accusing Jesus.
安息日不可以医治。
So you cannot heal during Sabbath.
他们以为他们都看见了。
They think they know.
其实是瞎子。
But they are blind.
他们唯一看不见的就是自己。
They can't see themselves.
他们可以很容易地指出别人的错误来。
It's easy for them to point out other people's mistakes.
所以当时的犹太人花很大量的功夫在那里寻找耶稣的毛病。
So during that time, all the Pharisees are searching everywhere to find fault of Jesus.
所以主耶稣说，你们没有办法，你没有到我这里来。
So that's why Jesus said, you did not come to me.
弟兄姐妹，我们在这里要知道主耶稣看为重要的，这些人却看不见，因为他们摸不着。
Let us think what Jesus cherished, they cannot understand.
但是一些很不重要的事情，因为人摸得着，所以摸得着的东西就把它扩大成天大的事情。
But sometimes the things we can touch, we expand them.
所以中文叫做本末倒置。
So that's why we're going backwards.
就得不到生命。
And we cannot obtain life.
他们其实这些犹太人跟法利赛人，因为得不着生命，是非常的苦闷，非常的懊恼的。
So think about those Jews and Pharisees. Since they cannot obtain life, how frustrated they are.
这一群得不着生命的宗教人士呢，一遇到了这个满了耶稣基满了生命的这位耶稣呢，一定会发生到本质上的冲突。
So there will be conflict between the Pharisees.And Jesus, who is bring life.
因为死亡面对了生命。
Because death is facing life.
一定会发生本质的冲突。
And there will be some real deep conflict.
所以主耶稣在对这些逼迫他的这些犹太人，他指出来他们的错误。
So that's why Jesus pointed out those accusers what they have done wrong.
弟兄姐妹，这个不是只为两千年的人在讲的。
This is not something that happened 2,000 years ago.
也是对今天的你我来讲的。
And it's also something that happened to us.
直接跟你联系上的。
And direct have direct contact with you.
所以我们在这里要思想，主耶稣对这些法利赛人讲的这些很负面的话，或者否定的话。
So let's think about all the sentences Jesus said to the Pharisees that have a lot of no words in it.
在圣灵的里面，我们盼望我们听到的是正面的话。
And hopefully we can hear a lot of yes.
主耶稣要对我们说的话是什么呢？
So what Jesus is going to talk to us?
耶稣事实上就是说，你读了圣经，还要到我这里来得生命。
So what Jesus said to us is, after you read the scriptures, come to me to have life.
到我这里来。
Come to me.
所以我们怎么样能够到耶稣这里来呢？
So how can we come to Jesus?
第一件事情，我们的心里面要有神的爱。
First, we have to have the love of God in our hearts.
这是大家都可以接受的一件事情。
So hopefully we can all accept it.
我们心里面要有上帝的爱在我里面。
We need the love of God inside of our hearts.
为什么耶稣在这里讲说要有神的爱呢？
And why we have to have the love of God?
因为耶稣认定我们是有人的爱在里面的。
Because we have the love of human in our hearts.
但是人的爱没有办法到神的面前来的。
But our love cannot bring up to God.
因为人的爱很有限。
Because our love is limited.
人的爱有条件的。
And then we have our limit.
人的爱常常是在利害关系里面找出路的。
And then we always find our way out when there is a conflict.
但是神的爱不一样的。
But God's love is different.
我们有了神的爱进到我们心里面呢，我们才有办法有路到耶稣这里来。
So only that when we have the love of God in our hearts, we can come to Jesus.
圣经讲说是神先爱我们。
In the Bible, it says God loves us first.
不是我们爱神。
It's not we love God first.
因为我们的爱太有限了，根本没有能力爱神。
Because our love is limited and we have no ability to love God.
所以我们从哪里开始体会神的爱呢？
So let's feel about the love of God.
我想所有的基督徒都可以经验到。
I think most of Christians can have such experience.
就是我们罪得到赦免。
As our sins are forgiven.
我们在认罪的里面，我们开始能够体会到神的爱。
And then as we repent from our sins,
开始能够感受到神的爱。
We can feel the love of God.
有了这样的爱，才有一个出发点。
And when we obtain such love, and then it's a good beginning.
如果我们对罪的事情是一个很轻描淡写的方法看待的话呢，我们对上帝的爱就很难能够体会得出来。
So if we overlook our sin, and it's really hard for us to understand the love of God.
因为有的时候我们会觉得说，我只是犯这样的错，其实这错其实是偶尔不小心啊。
So sometimes we just overlook our sin as a mistake, and I should be more careful in the future.
如果是罪是那么轻微的话呢，为什么他必须要上十字架来为这个东西付这么大的代价呢？
If our sin is such a minor thing, then why Jesus has to die on the cross for us?
那也就是说。他上十字架一定是为很严重的才必须上十字架。
That's why he go to the cross is because the sin that we have committed.
所以这对认罪这件事情需要花时间在上帝的面前。
So it takes time for us to repent in front of God.
我们听到一些布道家常常说，你认罪悔改就这样就得救了。
So very often we heard some preachers said, if you repent and you'll be saved.
立刻就得救了。
And immediately you'll be saved.
真的这样轻松吗？
Is that really that easy?
耶稣从客西马尼园一直走到十字架，那段路不是这样子就走过去了。
And Jesus walked from Gethsemane to the cross. It's not in a split second.
当我们细细的去体会他为你我的罪付代价，钉十字架，最后面对死亡，这样的时候 这个爱就有一个出发点了。
And when we really think about what Jesus has done for us, his suffering, and he walked to the cross and died for us, and then you will feel the love of God.
这个时候的罪就在我们里面开始，神的爱就会在里面开始发动了。
And now the love of God will start growing inside of us.
这只是起头而已。
And this is only a beginning.
我想昨天是情人节。
And I think yesterday was the Valentine's Day.
那些终于找到好的借口能够表达爱的时候，他们都争取 那一天来表达他们的爱。
So all the lovers are trying to express their feelings and trying to grasp that day.
但是我们要表达爱的里面有一个因素是绝对不能少的。
So there is one thing cannot be lacking as we express our love.
不是钱。
It's not money.
是什么？
What is it?
是时间。
It's time.
有一个几年前发生的事情是在情人节发生的事情。
So there is a story that happened on a Valentine's Day a few years back.
一对的这个情人呢，他们分隔两个地方。
So they're two lovers, but they're separated into different places.
那个男士呢，他忘了在情人节呢表达对他的那个女朋友呢表达他的爱。
So the man actually forgot to express his love to his girlfriend.
等到情人节都快要完的时候，才想到情人节的事情。
When the day is almost over, he suddenly remembered.
所以他用最快的方法，用 Ferry Express 啊，用那个邮购的方法，就寄那个礼物啊，到那个他的女朋友那个地方去。
So he was trying to send the gift to his girlfriend, use the fastest way he could find.
所以他一收到那个礼物，他就知道就刚刚才想起来的，寄来的。
So when the girl received it, he said, "Oh, it's just been sent."
他收到礼物的时候呢，脸上非常的痛苦。
So when she received the gift, and she was very sad.
那个寄就送那个 Ferry Express 那个邮差啊，就安慰他。
So the postman actually comforted her.
后来他们两个就约会了。
And then those two get together.
所以爱如果没有真正付上时间的话，会损失的。
So it's a loss if you don't spend time.
如果你要有神的爱，你却没有舍不得跟他花时间的话，这个爱是很脆弱的。
So if you have love of God in your heart, but you do not want to spend time with Him, it's very weak.
我们需要花时间来认识这位耶稣。
It takes time to know this Jesus.
你要了解他。
You have to know Him.
而且你需要花时间亲近他。
And it takes time to move closer to Him.
越认识他了以后，你就会开始渴慕他。
And then the more you know Him, the more you long for Him.
你开始会享受与他同在。
And you will enjoy Him.
这是一个很细腻、很柔和的过程。
It's a very delicate process.
有这样的过程以后，你开始你会欣赏耶稣的。
And after such thing, you will admire Jesus.
你可以在感动中可以感受到他的同在。
And you can feel He's with you.
你也可以注意到他每一个细节他的反应。
And then you will notice every detail that he will react.
哪怕他就对你说一句话，你的心灵里面都会得到温暖。
And then you feel warmth in your heart only if he talk one word to you.
耶稣说，如果你没有神的爱，你没有办法到我这里来得生命的。
That's why Jesus said, if you don't have the love of God in your heart, you cannot come to me for life.
弟兄姐妹，我要问你，你心里都问自己这一句话，你爱耶稣吗？
So let me ask you, brothers and sisters, in your heart, do you love Jesus?
你会觉得他像恋爱中的恋人一样吗？
Do you treat him as a lover?
你很喜欢靠近他。
Do you want to move closer to him?
外面的事情很忙，你都愿意放下来，就要来靠近他。
Even you are busy, do you want to spend time with him?
能够他跟你之间能够说一句话两句话，你都会得到满足。
So are you be very satisfied even he talks to one word to you?
甚至你静静的坐在那旁边，你都觉得满足。
And even though you sat next to him, even in quietness,
主耶稣说，你们的心里要有神的爱，你们才有办法到我这里来得生命。
That's why Jesus said, "Have the love of God in your heart, you can have life in me."
我们跟耶稣之间的关系不能是一种干巴巴的关系。
So our relationship between us and Jesus is not something that's dry.
必须是一种很亲密的关系。
But it's something very close.
这个是生命正常的表现。
That is a normal expression.
有了这样的爱的时候呢，你就能够得着生命，并且呢，这个生命就会把爱从你的身上就流露出去。
Now when we have such love, we'll have life, and the love of God will overflow from us.
你就可以祝福别人。
And you can bless others.
第二件事情，我们怎么样来到这里得生命呢？到耶稣这里得生命呢？
So second, how can we come to Jesus for life?
耶稣说，你们要以父的名来接待我。
And Jesus said to accept me in my Father's name.
以我父的名，这句话是什么意思呢？
So in my Father's name, what it mean?
有一个小孩子跑到杂货店去跟老板说，他是一个七八岁的小孩子，到杂货店里面说，我要你运几箱的啤酒到我家去。
So imagine there's a boy about 7 years old and go to the grocery store and ask the clerk to send a few cases of beer to his home.
这个老板一定会问一件事情。
And then the owner would ask one thing.
谁叫你来的？
Who sent you?
否则的话，七八岁的孩子怎么可能把酒送给你呢？
And otherwise, he cannot send such things to a 7-year-old home.
他如果说我爸爸叫我来跟你说的，
But if the boy said my father sent me,
然后他问他说你爸爸叫是谁呢？
And then the owner will ask who's your father.
他说我爸爸是哪个公司的董事长？
And then the boy said my father is a CEO of such a company.
这样的话，这个老板就可以敢把东西送过去。
And then that's a possibility for this shop owner to send the beer to his home.
以我父的名的意思就是这样子。
So that's what it means in my father's name.
耶稣来的时候，他是奉父的名来的。
So when Jesus come, he come in his father's name.
所以我们要尊重他。
So we'll respect him.
到底父的名是什么意思呢？
So what's it mean by father's name?
也就是说，他来的时候是按照父的意思来的。
So he comes because his father sent him.
天父送他来，差他的儿子来到这世上，是用什么差他来的？
So how the Father sent his son to this world?
他说他差他来成为这个世界的创造的主宰。
So he sent his son as a creator.
他送他来就像一个救赎主一样。
And he sent his son as a savior.
他送他来到这个世界是像主人一样。
And he sent his son to the world as a Lord and God.
他送他来这个世界像审判者一样。
And then he sent his son to this world as a judge.
天父送他来不是用圣诞老公公的名义来送他来的。
So is that in the name of Santa?
不是一个好好先生的名义送他来的。
We're not like Mr. Good.
所以我们要按照父以他什么名义送来，我就用这个态度回应他，这个就是说以父的名来接待他。
So what it means by in his father's name to accept him, it's the same thing as we accept the father, we accept him in the same way.
如果他是创造主宰的话，我就是被造的。
So if he is the creator and I am the one who's been created,
那我被造的话呢，那创造者一定在我这个被造的上面有目的的，有意义的。
So there must be a purpose that my creator has created me.
我是为着这个意义才存在的。
And then I exist because of this purpose.
所以我要寻找他在我身上的意义，旨意是什么。
So that's why I'm seeking this purpose.
这就是用他的名来接待他。
So that's accept him in his father's name.
他如果是主人 master 的话呢，那我就是他的仆人。
So if he is a master, I'm a servant.
他可以拥有我。
He own me.
所以他要怎么样使用我，他有主权，不是主权不在我手上。
So he has the right to use me wherever, whatever he wants.
这个就是以父的名来接待他。
That's accept him in his father's name.
如果我在我的日子里面，我用这样方法来接待他的话呢，我就能够到他面前来得生命。
So if we accept him in this way, we can go to him to have life.
我跟他之间的位置摆对的话呢，祝福就会降下来。
So when we see our position, where we're at, and then the blessings will come down.
所以我们要到主这里来得生命呢，我们心里面必须要有神的爱。
So we have to have the love of God in our hearts.
因为这个爱要从神那里来的。
Because this love comes from God.
我们要到父的面前来得生命呢，要到主耶稣面前来得生命呢，必须以父的名来接待耶稣。
So if we want to have the life, we have to accept Jesus in His Father's name.
末了呢，我们怎么样能够到父的面前来呢？到耶稣的面前来得生命呢？我们要求从独一之神来的荣耀。
The last one is to obtain the praise. The praise comes from the only God.
这里讲到是独一之神。
Here we see the only God.
所以没有其他的源头。
So there's no other God.
只有他。
Only Him.
而且我们要怎么样？我们要求的荣耀是从他那里求来的。
So the glory that we obtain is only from Him.
那这个荣耀到底是什么？
So what is this praise and glory about?
如果你 求到了从他那里来的荣耀的时候，你就能够到耶稣这里来得生命。
So if you have the praise from God, you will have the life from Jesus.
我们一生其实都被一些的荣耀吸引的。
So our whole life, we've been attracted to all the kind of glories and praises.
你每天生活的能够有动力的源头，一定是因为有一个荣耀在那里吸引你，所以你会朝那个方向一直走下去。
So our motive every day is we are walking towards one goal.
可能有的人觉得赚很多的钱就很有荣耀，所以他就努力的赚钱。
The goal of some people are money, so they work hard to obtain that goal.
有的人觉得在社会上做很重要的职位是非常荣耀的。
And some people, the goal is power.
所以他努力的往那个权力的中心在那里往上爬。
So he will work hard to get the power.
因为这个荣耀吸引他。
Because it's so attracted to him.
当然，有些人养孩子，希望他的孩子将来是读哈佛、耶鲁。
And then some people's goal is for their children to go to Harvard and Yale.
所以那个荣耀就吸引了。他们
so that glory keep them going.
再大的辛苦他们都愿意付
doesn't matter how much work they are willing to do.
因为有一个荣耀在那里
because there's something waiting for them.
但是这一些的荣耀全部加起来呢，不是从神那里来的
but think about all this glory, it's not from God.
那是从地上来的
it's from this worldly.
那耶稣说，你如果不求那从独一神来的荣耀的话，你没有办法到我这里来
so that's why Jesus said, you can't come to me unless you obtain the praise from the only God.
但是我们一被这个从父那里来，从独一神来的荣耀的时候呢，我们一定会被吸引住的。
So when we really see the praise from God, we'll be drawn to it.
如果地上的荣耀都能够吸引我们这么强的话，那从父来的荣耀岂不更加强的吸引我们吗？
Just think about the glory from this world can attract us so much. Just think about the praise from God and the glory from God.
所以保罗才会这样说，我因为神的缘故，我会到癫狂的地步。
So that's why Paul said,
I'll be crazy about God's glory.
I'll be crazy about God's glory.
因为什么？因为他被吸引住了。
Because he was drawn to it.
所以我们常常以为，哇，保罗是很伟大，付了那么多代价，他都愿意付。
So sometimes we praise Paul that he has sacrificed so much.
甚至最后付上生命的代价，他都摆上去了。
And even the price of his own life.
然后我们就觉得他好伟大。
And we think he's great.
他实在是一个非常有荣耀的使徒。
And then we think he's full of glory.
其实这个不是真正的图画。
But that's not the real picture.
真正的图画是因为有一个很大的荣耀一直吸引他。
The real picture is because the glory that attracts to him.
他看见这个荣耀被吸引，他没有办法放下来。
And he sees the glory and can't let it go.
他一直朝那个荣耀的方向一直奔跑。
And he runs towards his goal.
虽然中间有很多的东西挡住他。
However, there are some blockades in the road.
但是他持续的往那个方向跑，因为他被吸引住了。
And he pushed forward consistently because of the goal.
从独一神来的荣耀不是地上的，所以没有办法用地上的东西来形容给你们看。
So the praise comes from the only God does not belong to this world.
这是神在那里向你做工。
This is the work of God.
他会把你打开，让你看见。
He will open it and let you see.
这叫做启示。
This is called revelation.
他让你看见的时候，你立刻就会被吸住，就追求。
And then when you see it, you will be drawn to it.
所以，如果神的荣耀吸引我们的话，我们一定会到耶稣这里来的。
So if we are attracted.
因为他就是神荣耀本体的真相。
Because that's the true glory of God.
所以这样的话，我们就不会被世上的事情挡住了，我们会持续的朝他那里来得生命。
And in that case, we will not be blinded by this worldly things.
弟兄姐妹，我们愿意付代价，但是我们不要浪费我们的生命。
Brothers and sisters, I know we want to pay the price, but do not waste our life.
就像玛利亚坐在耶稣的脚前，她要得那上好的福分。
Just like Mary sit by Jesus' feet.
She want to get the very best from the Lord. 我们要看见，我们大家都二十四小时每天都要过。
Let's see, we spend 24 hours every day.
但是如果我们走过了以后，我们没有得着耶稣要给我们的生命的话，岂不是太可惜了吗？
But what a pity if we have not received what Jesus wants to give us.
耶稣在这里很清楚地把路摆给我们看，这是我们必须走的路。
And here Jesus clearly shows us the way that we need to go.
我们心里面有神的爱，我们就能够到他那里来得生命。
And we have the love of God in our hearts, we can have life.
我们尊重他，以他父的名，以父所指定他的旨意，我们来接待他。
To accept him and respect him in his Father's name.
并且我们求那从独一神来的荣耀。
And then to obtain the praise come from the only God.
不求世界来的荣耀。
And not from this world.
这样我们就能够到他面前来得生命。
And then we can go to him to have life.
这个生命是永远的生命。
And this life is eternal life.
这是在永恒当中你我必须使用的生命。
And this is life for you and me that lasts for eternity.
我们彼此激励。
Help us to encourage each other.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.